Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Imagine a billion of anything on the head of a pin. That's what Linda Shadler, RPI's professor of materials science and engineering, asks us to do when considering nanoparticles.
We see composites, a mixture of two materials, in our skis, tennis rackets, airplanes, and cars. New composites made from nanoparticles and plastics may soon be improving electricity transmission, increasing the efficiency of light-emitting diodes, and helping make computers even tinier. A billion nanoparticles can fit on the head of a pin. They are so small that they don't scatter much light. That's why zinc oxide sunscreen is no longer white. It has nanoparticles in it now. That means that if you add nanoparticles to a clear plastic, you can give it new properties but maintain the transparency. Think scratch-resistant transparent coatings on your cars and glasses. If you think about the surface area of a pin and then the surface area of a billion particles, you can start to understand why composites made from tiny particles are so different. They have a huge amount of surface area. The composite is essentially made completely out of surfaces. By engineering those surfaces, we are making materials that can be stretched twice as far before they break without decreasing their stiffness or strength. We have also made nanocomposites that can handle 50% more electric field or last 100 times longer under electric field before failing. These projects are a perfect example of why funding for fundamental research is so important. It has taken 8 years of fundamental research to create some of these materials, but some of them are finally ready for industry to begin using them, and their potential impact is tremendous.
That was RPI's Linda Shadler. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Very, very